kua tai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight. And I'm delighted to have a new guest. Just wake my knee
Leah,
there.
No.
A new guest. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Morena, it's lovely to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you here. You're saying last time you were at RDU. it was not at this location.
It was a very long time ago.
Do you remember RDU fondly?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, cool.
I remember some late night sessions there, actually.
Yeah, late night sessions in the studio.
Yeah, at uni, a lifetime ago.
And now you work at Scorpio Books.
I do,
which
yes.
must be the loveliest place to work in the world.
Pretty much is, really.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I do a bit of Scorpio and a bit of Telling Tales and between the two, it's a really nice week.
So tell me, a lot of, not a lot of the reviewers, but some of the reviewers we have in, you know, they have things that really tickle their fancy. Mm. They've got their genres, they've got what speaks to them.
Yes.
Are you like that?
A little bit. Definitely, I'm into picture books. I'm really into children's picture books.
Well, yeah.
How could you not be?
Yeah, totally.
But, I mean, I have a four-year-old and a six-year-old, so that's sort of my current wheelhouse.
It's almost your juicy, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't really escape that. But I have always loved picture books. And then what else is my thing?
Are you quite a varied reader?
Oh, a little bit. I'm sort of like literary fiction, I suppose.
Okay.
Writers. Margaret Atwood, that kind of thing has always been my vibe. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Great vibe. Good taste.
Thank you.
Margaret Atwood, just like, what
she's
an icon.
So clever.
What
I
an
love
icon. first debut review today.
Yes.
What do we have?
So it's my debut review, and it's also a debut book. So it's called...
That is fitting.
Yes.
That is very fitting.
It is. So it is called Bad Archive. It's by a Wellington writer called Flora Feltham.
Oh, what a name.
Yeah, great name. I know.
Yeah.
Great name. it's not a novel. It's a collection of, it's described as essays.
Oh, yeah.
But they're sort of, they are largely autobiographical. And sort of do this lovely thing where they teach you something about a topic, but they also tell you something about her life and about us as humans and our relationships with each other and the world we live in.
Oh, my gosh.
so they all sort of have, so like, for example, the first chapter is called On Archiving, and it's about her work. She's an archivist. She worked, I believe, at the Alexander Turnbull Library Archive.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's archiving this, it's a diary from this Victorian teenager who she gets slightly kind of obsessed with, who lived in Christchurch in the late 1800s, and she fell in love with this local bricklayer, and then her father sent her back to London to find a more suitable husband.
Oh.
Twice.
Now that is like a not subtle way of saying, I don't like your boyfriend.
Yeah, we don't like this guy.
Oh, wow.
So the story is sort of about her, as much about the story of this teenager as it is about the story of her dealing with her journal and learning about her life. But then it's also about like how we understand past lives and our heritage. And it's about whose records get kept and how there is sort of this inherent bias in the way that we archive things, and also who could create these documents. Like, she's a wealthy woman.
Yes.
She's been taught, she's educated, she can keep a diary, and she's, you know, obviously thinks it's worth keeping a diary, which not all women through history would probably think. So it's sort of all the chapters have these kind of lovely, like, sort of double layers of meaning.
Yeah, right, okay.
Which I found so, just so lovely, really enjoyable to read, and not also nice because you could sort of read a chapter, put it down. You didn't have to be kind of coming back to it, And she's got this lovely sort of measured way of writing. Like, she's very clear and quite concise, but then also has these lovely poetic sentences scattered throughout. So, like, you come away with this really great knowledge of a new topic, but also you feel sort of like you've had this lovely chat with a friend who understands you really well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm quite impressed to write like that.
Oh, I was so impressed. It was such a great debut. Like, it was...
Is there much kind of, overlap and, like, themes and topics and all that through each one?
So the topics are, like, wildly diverse. The first one's about archiving, fine, great. But then there's also, so what else does she deal with? She deals with Meccano, like the Lego. It's not Lego, but it's mechanical Lego. And it's Edwardian, I found out. Like, it's been around for ages. Yeah. Like,
I was going to say, is it still a thing now?
Okay, it's a thing now. So basically, the reason she has this whole chapter about Meccano is that there is a New Zealand Federation of Meccano Modellers, and they have a biennial convention. And her father... I want to go to this thing. It sounds amazing. So her father is a part of this federation, which is why she decides to attend. And it's amazing, like, the things they all make. So the thing that her dad has made is, it's an adaptation of a 1928 analog model that can do drawings with, like, a Sharpie.
Oh, right.
Except he's adapted it somehow, ingeniously, to draw pictures that it downloads from the internet.
What? How?
I do not know the details.
Yeah, see, that's why... that's why I could never get into Meccano, because it was so, like, advanced.
Oh, I know. I've tried a few times, and I'm really... I'm really bad at Lego. Lego is too tricky for me. I know, you've got to just go with it.
I'm not a freehand builder. Like, I can't just, like, make
you need
amazing
the
things.
Plan.
Yeah, I need the plan.
Yeah, I think I need a plan too. Mm. But so she talks about how these Meccano people also kind of have these levels. So some people will, like, use a vintage plan and just recreate that model. Great. Other people will take, like, a modern day model and make that. And then other people will freestyle it and make their own kind of crazy invention. Okay. So there's all these different levels and kind of ways that people get into it.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. So she talks about, in this chapter, where she talks about Meccano, which she calls Meccano Man. So it's about this convention. It's about also the wives who attend with these men, because it is largely, like, retired men.
I can believe that.
But then it's also about, like, it was such a moving chapter. It was also about her father and their relationship growing up, and how they had this long time where they were not in touch with each other. And then at some point they sort of tentatively reconnected. And by the end of it, she's rediscovered this whole amazing deep connection with her father. It was such a great chapter. I loved it. Yeah, it was lovely.
Wow, that's amazing.
And all that from Meccano Man. Like, it was really great. And I really liked, I mean, particularly that sort of, she's really good at reflecting on nuance in relationship and not making everything black and white, and keeping, like, sort of, like, she doesn't shy away from that kind of difficult thing, which I think real life relationships are so sort of imbued with, which is, like, layers of different feelings and experiences, and, you know, things sort of are very movable
things
and changeable.
Things are so complex,
and
you know?
That's I don't know, I found that really refreshing and nice. I feel like I hadn't read anything that was really, you know, kind of chomped into that for a while.
Well, I feel like it's such a hard thing to try portray sometimes.
Oh, totally, and it's so much easier just to sort of go... person was crap. They, you know,
like,
crap
black and white relationships and, like, books and film and movies. Like, it's always so common. It's just not how
no,
it is.
And it's not very interesting.
It isn't.
Yeah. I mean, having a good, I don't know, I mean, having a good bad guy, like in a kid's book, it's great. You've got to have a good bad guy. But it's sort of like, it's not what real life is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I guess it's a really interesting part about this book, because there aren't bad guys in it.
No, there aren't. And she talks about some really, like, really difficult topics, some really personal topics. She talks about her marriage. She talks about sort of grief and loss in her family. She talks about, like, addiction issues. But then, like, she also talks about... you know, tapestry making, going to this tapestry making course with this older woman. There's an amazing, amazing chapter, which is just like this very detailed description of this drug-fueled bender that her and her friends have in Croatia one week, where they go to this, like, techno resort where they're just, like, awake up for 7 days. It's, like, amazing.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
No. So it's, like, very... very diverse.
Seems like a really colourful woman.
Oh, I think she sounds like she's had a very interesting life so far.
Yeah, right.
The last chapter is about romance writing. She goes to a romance writers conference and talks about romance tropes and...
Right, right.
And sort of ties that into how she has sort of started to recognise, like... her own kind of different layers of her own identity and different layers of queerness and different layers of sort of fitting into certain things and not fitting into certain things.
It was so
interesting. It was so great. But then she also just sort of talks about how, like, these romance writers are really great writers and really practical, and particularly going into, like, all the romance tropes, which we love to talk about in the workshop.
Oh my god, that sounds fascinating as a book. Like,
I loved it. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
A bit of everything, almost.
Totally. And, like, I mean, some chapters maybe some people won't be quite so interested in, but I feel like there's such a diverse range of topics.
Wow.
You would find at least a few things to kind of, like, hook you in.
Well, this is like. I don't know, is this kind of embarrassing? No, not really. I feel like in another life, I could have been an archivist.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I love old shit and I love history.
Oh, I know, it sounds so interesting.
And, like, you know, making things are kept pristine and stuff. Oh,
there's this lovely detail in the first chapter where she's talking about, she's got this teenager's diary, and she finds a pressed flower in one of the pages from the 1890s, and she talks about how this is really difficult for archivists because it's organic matter,
it
will degrade the paper.
I can imagine.
So she like has to write this email to, like, the, you know, the super higher up and be like, what do I do with this thing? And eventually they make it a little plastic envelope from acid-free plastic, and then they replace it back in the right pages.
Wow, that's so cool.
It's just like, I love those details.
Yeah,
it's so great.
Yeah. Oh, that is wonderful, actually. I love that.
Yeah, no, it was really, really great.
And in other important news, Bookshop Day.
Yes. Bookshop Day is coming up on Saturday, 12th of October. We've got several exciting things happening in the shop, which I am not allowed to talk too much about the details of yet.
Yes.
But
it's good.
It's all good stuff. There's some exciting merch and some exciting deals, and keep your eyes on our socials. There'll be posts going out about that. And also, if you haven't signed up to our newsletter, that's always a really good way to get information.
Yeah.
You can do that through our website, scorpiobooks.co.nz. Yeah, the newsletter particularly is really great.
I like your newsletters quite a lot.
I know. I think I'm quietly very into our newsletters. They're really great, Renata.
Does Renata write them?
She does, yes. I used to. Now she does, but she's so much better.
I love Renata. She's great.
Yes, me too.
I actually just really like your website. I think it's a solid, good website.
Yeah, it
actually is.
We try to keep it as useful as possible at all times.
Well, Bookshop Day.
Yes, Saturday, 12th of October. Just keep it in your mind.
It's exciting. You can't give many details, to be honest.
No.
But if anyone's going to do Bookshop Day well, it's Scorpio
Books. There's going to be some really fun things. And there'll be things happening in the kids' shop too, for kids. And keep your eyes out for the details.
And also, I'd actually like to give a shout out to your travel area.
We should absolutely shout out the travel. Yeah, it's great. So anything you need for maps, there's really great souvenirs in there for people visiting Christchurch and wanting to take a little something back to where they come
from.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Souvenirs, great. There's some beautiful, like, pictorial, New Zealand pictorials, which are really great for gifts as well. Mm. If you're looking for, like, kind of a straightforward gift.
Yeah,
here's some
nice
beautiful
stuff.
New Zealand photography.
Yeah, because we were talking about it but when it sort of like opened and then never addressed it again. And I've actually been in there like a number of times. So.
Yeah. No, it's great. And it's a nice, I go and work there on a Wednesday usually because it's like this lovely little calm oasis kind of.
I can believe that.
Yeah, it's just sort of a nice little corner.
Well, I'm sure like telling tales can be quite action-packed.
It can. The weekends can, which I really enjoy, actually. I prefer busy over there.
You love the chaos.
I don't mind the chaos, really.
I can deal with
a bit of the chaos. I don't know. I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I kind of quite like a bit of running around.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you so much for coming and doing the Scorpio Books Spotlight.
This has been lovely.
And it's wonderful to have you in the rotation.
I know,
now.
I'm excited to
thank
be
you
in the
so
rotation.
Much being here.
No, thank you.
Right, well, yeah, that is pretty much it for today's Scorpio Books Spotlight. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Liam.